beautiful day. Can everyone hear me on the porch okay? Okay. How are we on this gorgeous day?
Great.
Great. Look at that. Just take it. That is gorgeous. It is good to be back in Jackson Hole and here at the Chapel of Transfiguration. If you don't know me, you probably don't. A number of you, my name is the Reverend Trent Moore. I was on staff here at the main campus for 10 years, and then I left in September of 2016 to go out to Jacksonville, Florida, where I'm now the Associate Rector at Church of Our Savior there in Jacksonville. And just a huge thank you to Jimmy Bartz and Brian Nystrom and everyone at St. John's for inviting my family back. It is great to be here. And I can't tell you how great it is. I'm going to tell you how great it is to be here. We got here really late, Friday night, and we closed down the airport looking for our rental car, all of that fun. I don't know if any of you arrived Friday night on the United flight that was supposed to get here at 9:30. If you were on that flight and heard a screaming child, one of them was mine. So I apologize if that was you, but this just adds to the whole story of getting here. Thursday, it was a busy day. My boss, Joe Gibbs, was here at the chapel with his wife, Amy, for the first two Sundays of July, and then I get to finish it out, which is a great blessing. And so, but him being away, I picked up his, you know, we split duties as the two priests at the church there, and had a lot to do to finish up, and we had planned right after dinner and getting the kids to bed, pack up, and then Friday was our flight out here this past Friday. And of course, a pastoral emergency happened. So during packing time and actually leaving for dinner and not being able to help my wife Ashley with putting the boys to bed, I had to rush off and go see one of our parishioners in the hospital. And then got back home really late, and we probably finished packing at 3 a.m. So, of course, we were tired. The next morning, got our youngest, Jackson, he's our oldest, 4 years old. He was born here. We got him off to a camp, thankfully, so he could be entertained. And we had the one-year-old left with us to finish some packing and get to the airport on Friday. And to add the story to you a little bit, my wife 2 months ago, horrible freak dance accident tore her Achilles tendon. So she's 2 months into her PT and healing, but she can walk in a boot, but she's still healing from that. So adds to our travel woes. And then our 4-year-old Jackson, he can be the most amazing child in the world, but as most of you know, 4-year-olds can also be divas. And we've had some fun with him back and forth. And then our 1-year-old is teething, hence the crying on the airplane getting here. And then getting to Chicago for a layover of 42 minutes with a teething child, a 4-year-old, and a hobbled wife, running through that airport with her on her little scooter, and Gabe riding around on the scooter, our youngest with a huge smile on his face, to getting on that plane and just counting the seconds. Can we please just get to Jackson Hole? And apologizing to everyone around us. And in the midst of all of that, a loved one in our family texting and saying, will you pray for me because I'm having a biopsy, which is not looking very good right now. So we just had a lot on our minds and our plates. But as we got here and it was dark, the sun was going down and you could see the sun going down over the Tetons, and we watched it go all the way down as we were getting off planes and waiting on rental cars and all of that stuff. But the solace that comes with this place and in the shadow of the Tetons began to find us. And that's what we were very thankful for. And one thing I loved about this place, I always called the Chapel of Transfiguration one of the thin places between heaven and earth. A place that as you've walked the grounds, as you were in worship here this morning, and I see a number of faces that I recognize that have lived here for a long time, and then those of you that are traveling through. And what I hope, my hope for you this morning, is that you find this solace that found me as we got off the plane and we're like, we're here. We can breathe. All this stuff we've been dealing with, it's past. It's history. And then as we continued into the weekend for Saturday,
Last night, we had some fun seeing old friends yesterday, and then last night I got to get with some of my old guy friends up on a deck that overlooks these mountains, and we just caught up. It's those kind of friends that you don't see for a while, and it's like you haven't skipped a beat when you get back together. And it just prepared my heart for being here this morning. And then the grand, for me, when you're driving out of town from Jackson, and you're met by some little buttes that obstruct your view, and then you clear that, and the mountain's majesty, you just driving in, God begins to prepare your hearts, minds, bodies, and souls for what he has in store for you. And I'm not telling you all these stories just to toot my own horn or say, woe is me. I actually think it sets up an illustration of what Paul is telling us in Ephesians this morning. Paul is using that grand language that Paul is known to do to talk about just how great, how wide, how deep that song, if you know it, is the love of Jesus Christ and what he has done for us in his life, his death, and his resurrection. Paul tells us a number of things in Ephesians that we should reflect on this morning. But we need to make light of one thing that Paul says in there before we can really understand the riches and the blessings that are lavished upon us. And you all know it too well. You don't have to be alive too long to realize that there's just something in this world that is off. There is something in this world that is broken. When you look around and you see shooting epidemics around our nation, when we are divided more than we have been in a long time over politics, when we ourselves have self-inflicted wounds which keep us from our relationship with God, there's a number of things I could mention, but you all already know too well that this world is a broken place. And we realize in that brokenness, in the times we find ourselves seeking solace, we realize we need something bigger than us to get us through these times in our lives. Sure, great blessing comes from God, but we walk this middle ground. If you've been a Christian for a while, it's easy to get caught in the, I get forgiven, and then there's heaven. And then what do we do in the in between? This life right now, in the here and now, however many days we have fortunate enough to have breath in our lungs, this life is the middle ground. From the beginning of time when God formed everything of creation, and then to we get to meet him face to face in glory. But what do? In the middle time, we seek out these places of solace. And we got to remember what Paul is telling us in the Ephesians reading this morning. He tells us our very purpose and what we do in the middle time before we are with him in heaven. And that is that we are his family. The words that Paul uses, we get the inheritance of the kingdom of God being his children. We are grafted into his Holy Spirit, and we are promised the very Holy Spirit. And because of that, we become living temples that carry that Holy Spirit with us. Do you hear what Paul is saying? You are the family of God. You are brought into that, and because of that, spiritual blessings flow. God's grace is lavished, is the elegant language that Paul uses. It is lavished upon you. And we come to these places to experience it. Talk about lavished grace upon us. That's always what the Tetons were for me, is every time I saw them, it never got old. It was a reminder of God's grace and love and redemption in my life as well as in this entire world. I don't know what you brought here this morning. I know what, as you get out of your car, you begin to feel that solace. You may have come here already experiencing that. A lot of you, a lot of my family, we're on vacation and we're now living into that solace as we get to be here on Sundays and then practice a lot of Sabbath rest while we are here seeing old friends and all the old haunts and all of that fun stuff. But I don't know what you brought here with you today. Where you came from, whether it be right down the road in a surrounding community or one of the far reaches of the world, you realize what Paul is talking about, that something is off. And being here this morning, may the grace of God find you. May it offer you that love, that grace, that mercy, forgiveness, and may you find freedom in the Tetons this morning. All praise be to God our Father for what he has done for us. Amen.
Amen.